There we go. Next one, the Kinyanim. Next one's a very important one. They're all important, but next one is a very relevant one, especially for Bnei Yeshiva. It's the number. This is number 10. Shimush Chachamim. So there's an idea of being Mishamish a Talmud Chacham. Gemara says, Gadol Shimush Yosur Min Limuda. You can gain more from being Mishamish, a Rebbe, more than learning from him. And the Raya is from Elisha. It says, Polisha ben Shafat Asher Yotzak Mayim Leid Eliyahu. It says, here's Elisha who poured water on Eliyahu's hands. And the Gemara's Medayik. It doesn't say he learned from Eliyahu. It says he poured on Eliyahu's hands, which the Medayik, it's more in Pchashiv that he served Eliyahu than he actually learned from him. So, what exactly is this Nakuda? I'd like to start not from within the Purushim of Avos, but I want us to look at the Hakdama to Ali Shur. Everyone's learning Ali Shur through Shiva at nights, and I'm not sure who's actually here for the Hakdama, which he probably did a long time ago. If you come back each year, I think he starts from there maybe for the group of the new Bachrim. But Sefer Ali Shur is built on the following premise. You know, Rav Volbo writes in the Hakdama. He says, I'll read it to you. If you haven't already sure, you can take a look at it yourself. Machitza ava mavdelos min olam haTorah levin olam haShem Luchutz. He says that there's a very thick machitza that separates between the olam haTorah and the outside world. Em b'chutz, afim b'shemer Torah mitzvos, im letzir musag me'apela mischol b'fnem. If you're standing on the outside of the world of Bnei Torah, even if you're shomer mitzvos, you have no clue, you have no musag of the incredible things happening within. What does that mean? Even some people sitting in Beis Medrash, it's as if they don't understand Taimei Torah. You could be in Beis Medrash for many years and still have no clue what it means to be Ben Torah. Not that you don't know Torah, you can know the sugyas, but there's a much deeper nekuda than that. He says, if you are Mishamish Talmud Chacham, you could be sitting on the inside of Beis Medrash, but you're still standing on the outside. He says, in our door, Baruch Hashem, the Torah are increasing. But it's very few who are actually Zoche to Mishamish the true Talmud Chacham. The amount of people out there that you can really view as a true Talmud Chacham are very few. Because unfortunately they were killed out in the war, and you know we had to rebuild and restart, and we lost people of that caliber. Were lost. So we only have the Sheres HaPleita left. Midrash Shiva said once, he was speaking about how, you know, we talk about the great Gedolim, you know, that were around before the war. And we wonder with why don't we have people like that around us as much nowadays? And there's a lot of answers to that question. But we have to think about it, that those people were built on Doros, they're leading to that caliber of Talmud Chacham. Meaning when you have eight Doros building up one after the other, of great people, being melamed and passing on the sword to the next, you could end up with somebody of such godless, you know, eight Doros later. But when it's all destroyed, you have to start from the beginning. Everything is leveled to the ground, and we're starting from ground zero. It takes time to build people up again like that. You know, we're in a door now. We started from ground zero just, you know, 70, 80 years ago, and we're in a door where we haven't been able to build it up quite to that caliber, you know, in the broader sense. So Rav Volbo says that experiencing a true Talmid Chachamim of the caliber that we can gain from to understand what it means to enter into the world of Torah, it's very limited. Our experiences are very limited. There aren't people around like that. So we learn in the Shiva, and we think we have everything we need to shteig, and we don't realize they're missing something very, very significant, very, very, very important. And we don't realize we're still really on the outside, even though we think we're on the inside. Even though we have many ideas in Torah, we learn very well. We're still standing mechutz. Because we're missing the panemius of Torah and the panemius of ourselves. Many people don't realize what they're lacking. And the people who may even achieve a certain status in Torah and in learning, but they're still not entering into the world of a true Ben Torah is. Echan Yelamdin, some can be a great Lamdin, some can be Mizayr in Mitzvos, Medartik in Mitzvos, Shushi Boicher, Lils Askin Haredi, there's people who are Askanim, who take on Sarchit Sibor and Achrayas, somebody can be Kanoi in order to fight for the cause of Akash Baruchu, Acher Magishim Kitors Emes, Mehem Vahola. But yet, and some people don't even think that they're very far from Torah's Emes. The Carmel of Mechapsin Derech, Him Kotim Piskam Peh, Hanhag Hashem, people start just imitating what they see without any panimius. So basically, you're getting a very superficial taste of what Torah is. If you're not Meshamesh Talmid Chacham, you don't have the image, you don't have the view, you don't have the model of what true Torah is, true panimius is. Rav Olba continues on, this is where the basis of Alei Shor. He says he was Zeicha to learn from Rav Yeruchim, Mashgiach and Mir. For 2 years. That was it. He was Zeicha to learn from Yeruchim for 2 years and it changed his life. And he said that those years of being Mishamsh of Yeruchim were Mahapichmi. He says a Lashon. The people used to be Nepach. They would be totally transformed by being in proximity to great people like Rav Yeruchim. It was Mechaya, give life, etc. I mean, you can read it yourselves. I'm not going to go through the entire thing here. But the opportunity to Meshamash Talmud Chacham takes us far beyond learning. I mean, yeah, if you don't learn, you're not going to know anything. That's true. But you have to have an image of where the learning is supposed to take you. You have to have an image of how to actually apply the learning, how to understand the learning. So Alei Shor, the Lashon Alei Shor itself, is from the Pasuk, Menos Sada Alei Shor, the girls used to climb up on top of the wall to peek at Yosef HaTzadik. It says Yosef HaTzadik was so beautiful, the women used to just climb just to get a glimpse of him. So Alei Shor is that we should get a glimpse of what it means to be a true Ben Torah, what it means to see a true Talmud Chacham. It's only in writing, it's not in reality, it's just a book. But Lamaisa, that's what we have. If we can't see the real deal, we can at least read about it in a book and get a glimpse of it and have some sort of idea of where the target actually is. You know, put it on our radar screen. So that's our Volba's Hakdamah to Alei Shor. It's such an important point. And Baruch Hashem, we are zochet to see big people around us, but we have to take in what that means. And there are few and far between. You know, there aren't that many people around that you can look at of this caliber. There are people around, Baruch Hashem, we are zochet to see some of them. But it's not like it used to be, and we have to be able to pick up on it. You could take more out of being Mishamish, a Talmud Chacham, than learning from him. So let's explain more of the Maisa, what that means. So it's Tiferes Yisrael. He says here, being Mishamish Talmud Chacham means they will spend time around him constantly. So you'll learn Halach L'maisa from their actions. So the first source is a very important and practical point. If you are Mishamash Talmud Chacham, so that means you're spending a lot of time with him. And you're able to see how he acts. And he's speaking here of Halach L'maisa, he mentions. But watching Torah in action is essential. You can learn a sugya, you can learn a Sef Shulchan Aruch, you can learn a Mishnah Berurah, and you might know all the points. But if you don't see it in action, you don't really know how to do it. Now, to explain that, like Lamashul, Mahavdil, you can go to a class, and there's a lecture and there's a lab. So what's the point? In the lecture, I teach you about what's supposed to happen. In the lab, you actually do it. Now, watching a Talmud Chacham in action, it's like the lab. You actually see halacha play out lamaisa. And I think it plays out in several ways. Number one is that many halachos require you to see them. I mean, certain things you can't do without seeing them. Lamashul, mila, shchit. Imagine that the moel says, I never did this before, I never saw it done, I read about it in a book. Right? He's not touching your kid. You don't have to touch your kid. The shechet says, you know, I read about it in Shulchan Aruch, Elon Sugyas and Chulin, where's the knife? He's gonna mess it up. He doesn't know what to do. You have to see it in action. Paskening on an esrog, you know, so you can read about the black dots and the brown dots and you know this and that. It's nistuk. It's nikov. It's, you know, but unless you are mashamish somebody who knows how to pasken it and you see how he deals with each shaila, you can't really pasken these shailas. Hilchos nida. There's many areas where, you know, we don't have it anymore. Imagine tsaras. You know, kind of tsaras. So yeah, because I read about in the Mishnayos how there's a shade of white. It's like an eggshell, but it's kind of like tzemer, and it's like square. You have to see it. You don't see it. So that's number one. That's very pashut. Certain halachos you have to actually see lemaisa, or they're impossible. But I think beyond that, there's hanhagos. You know, there's midos. There's mahalchim apsak. Let's take each one separately. You know, you can look at a Mishnah Berurah, and he'll say, you know, the halacha is like this. Yish hakel in this situation, if there's a shasar chak like this, if there's a shalom bias in the wine, you could do it like this. And you have these are things which are very much gray areas. You know, there's a sliding scale as to how to paskin. And if you never actually experienced a real pesach dealing with it, and saw what he did, and saw his hesber, you can't really deal with these things. What defines a shasar chak? When can I use a bediyeved dika halacha, not a chachila one? If the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, yish machmirim, when's the protein machmir? When not? So if all I have is the Mishnah Berurah, I can't think, but you watch a postik in action, you see him taking a situation, you get a sense of, well, what is called Shasar Chak? What's not? When is the Chumra appropriate? When's the Kula appropriate? When should I paskin like a Mishnah Berurah? When should I paskin like a Chayadim? You know, and there's a lot of things, by the way, being that Psak Lamaisa is not always so clear. There's some things that you might see a clear bottom line in a Mishnah Berurah, but if you look at what people do, look at what Rabbanim do, they don't go that way. And if you were just looking at the straight Mishnah Berurah, you'd say, of course that's the Lacha. But you say, no, there's a Masorah, that this is how it was done the past, you know, 10 generations, and then the post-Gemilas Masorah, and that's how they do it. There's a Ruach on certain Halachas. You know, we have a Masorah that when it comes to Hilchos Erevin, you push to be Mekel. There's a Masorah when it comes to Hilchos Nida, you push to be Mekel. There's Masorah that when it comes to mikvahs, you push to be machmir. Those things are not like, you know, solid and set shulchan aruch seifim. You have to actually have some shimush and lachas know what that means. And you know, there's you know, which poskim, which tshuvas are chashiv, which ones aren't as chashiv. You know, I have an Igros Moshe, and I have a, you know, a Shevet Alevi, and I have a Mishnah Halachos, and then I have a Mishnah. Like, how do you juggle it? So these are all part of shimush. You have to get a sense from watching a rav in action and dealing with it. So that's in the world of halacha. But beyond that, in the world of hanhagos, you know, we talk about midos. I say, guys, we should all have anava. So what's anava? Let's pick up urchas tzaddikim and learn about anava. But have you ever seen a person who's really an anav before? So do you know what it actually means to act like an anav? You can't, when time to let for a mida to actually like come into your life. You can't say, let me look it up for a second, see how I'm supposed to act right now. That's not how it works. And there's a natural way of being an anav, and that you get from seeing a dugmaos of anava. When I say, you know, we have to be bali chesed, you have to have avas yisrael. So again, we could talk about it. I mean, until you see somebody who embodies avas yisrael, who embodies what means to be bal chesed, then how can you be bal chesed? You know, it doesn't work. You can try, but you have to see the most of this. Being mishamash tamal chacham means that you're not just hearing the shir, but you're seeing it in action. One of the things that people gain in yeshiva, which unfortunately we're missing right now, is to be able to go to homes and see rebbeim interacting with their wives, with their kids. You know, how are they mechanech their children? How do they speak to their wives? What does the Yiddish home look like? You know, these are things you get from Mishamish people who are big people. And, you know, when you're stuck in your own room, you know, with coronavirus issues around, then you can't see these things besides your own homes. But to be able to go into someone else's home and see how they are nohig, it shows you what Yiddish home is supposed to be like. It shows you what is chinuch? What's a mishpacha? How do you deal with these things? So if the person is a true Talmud Chacham, the way he's acting is in line with the Ruach HaTorah, and you gain from it. So these are all what you can gain from watching person in action. It's interesting. It's just on a personal note. So many of you guys know, and some of you newer guys probably don't know. When the yeshiva first began, which is now, I don't know, probably 24 years ago, so the Rosh Yeshiva was still living in Eretz Yisrael, and he was basically commuting to yeshiva back and forth. He would go, he'd be here for about 5 weeks at a time, then go home for like an off Shabbos and come back again to Eretz Yisrael. So he was living here for 6 years without his wife and kids. So on the one hand, we didn't see him with the mishpacha. On the other hand, when he needed to do anything, he needed a bachur to help him. He didn't drive. You know, he needed to go and buy himself a suit. So who would take him to buy a suit? A bachur would take him. He needed to go shopping, you know, for the groceries. Who would take him to shop for groceries? The bachur would. You know, like, it's you know, where would he need a Shabbos suit? What would he do on Shabbos afternoon? Like, you know, he would be with the bachur 24/7. We would take him everywhere. I was a bachur here at the time. And you got to see him not just in the Beis Medrash, but you got to see him, you know, what's it like taking a Rosh Yeshiva into, like, you know, Sears, like, you know, Macy's or something. Like, you know, like, what is he doing there? How does he talk to the people? How does he find a suit? Like, you can see these things. There's a quote brought down from a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. He said, I didn't go to the Maggid to hear Torah from him. I went to see how the Maggid laces his shoes and unlaces them. That was the quote. You know, because again, you see these things in practice. You see the hanhagos in practice. It's a very, very hush of a thing. It's much different than just hearing a shir. Besides hanhagos, besides pesach halacha, so Rashi says in brachos, he calls the Gemara talks about being mishamish mechachamim, and Rashi says that limud Gemara, which is tali b'svara, is called being mishamish tamil chacham. So, you know, the idea of Gemara, we'll speak more about this. You know, Gemara was never the book, the Mestorsha Baal Peh. Gemara is a mahalach of thinking and processing Torah. So is Mikra and Mishnah. We'll get to that soon, and we get to Mikra and Mishnah in the Mishnayos over here. But he says, Mishnah Chacham was Limu Gemara, because Gemara is it's a thought process. It's Svara. You know, if you were to take a question of Gemara and pose it to the general, you know, the general am, just take it out there. So people have thoughts and ideas, but when you sit in yeshiva and you see how do Achronim deal with different shilas in the Gemara, how does my Rebbe, you know, process it and present it? There's a certain thought process you get, you know, from being with the Rebbe, and it's part of the Masorah of Klal Yisrael. We understand certain things are kashas, certain things are not kashas. Certain svaras seem to fit the Gemara's mahaloch, and certain svaras don't. And where do you get that sensitivity from? It's through working through it with a Rebbe. That's where that comes from, because the Rebbe is somebody who himself has worked through it and has the Masorah from the previous Rebbe he had, from the previous door, and he has a sense of what is the emes of learning. What's the emes in svara? What's the mahaloch? So that's also, Shimush Nechama is also just being able to witness their thought process. It's the Masorah of Klal Yisrael in action. That's what it is. It's an incredible thing. The Maral says beyond that, when you're Mishamish Talmud Chacham, you're creating a real chibur between you and the Talmud Chacham. When you're just sitting in hearing a shir, you're not creating a chibur. You're taking information. When you're Mishamish him, you spend time with him, you help him out, you drive him places, you talk to him, you know, in learning or in other things, you create that chibur. It says the Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk Alil Lo Yibol, it says that Afil Sichas Chulin Shil Talmud Chacham Sarech Limud. Even when a Talmud Chacham speaks Sichas Chulin, you're supposed to learn it up. Why? Because even a Sichas Chulin, it's coming from a Torah de Karuach. You know, sitting and schmoozing with a Rebbe is something you can gain from. You know, even if it's not learning, just stop. Because you see how somebody who you hope has been steeped in Torah and in the Ruach HaTorah, schmoozes. It's Sarach Limud. You're supposed to learn up the Sichas Chulin, not because you're going to be Medayeg HaHalacha instead of from his Sichas Chulin. But you see how a Talmud Chacham interacts with people. The Rosh Yeshiva in Timepieces, he writes about his Rebbe, Reb Zadel Epstein. And there's a line there that always struck me. He says that Reb Zadel, he spoke Sichas Chulin, but not Sichas Betela. You hear that? He spoke Sichas Chulin, but not Sichas Betela. There's a fine line between Sichas Chulin and Sichas Betela. Sichas Betela is just wasted speech. Sichas Chulin means you're not talking Divrei Kedusha, you're not talking Divrei Torah, you're not speaking about out of Tosfos or Exos or something, but you're speaking things of meaning. And you know, there was a purpose behind the speech, and there was tochen to it. There was a connection there. That's what you get from when you spend time with Talmud Chacham just schmoozing. You see that the Sicha is not Betela. It may not be Torah directly, but it's not Betela. It's Sichas Chulin, it's not Sicha Betela. It's a very important thing. You know, he went to the Magi not to hear Torah from him, but to see how he ties his shoes. You know, it's that nekuda. So that's the idea of Mishamish Talmud Chacham. It's an opportunity that one should take on in yeshiva. And unfortunately, that's one of the things lacking right now, is that we don't have that opportunity. But it's something which obviously we should definitely take in once we're back together again. Look around, find people in life, find role models, find people that you feel you could gain from watching them, interacting with them, making that shaychus. and that's Shemesh Chachamim. That's one of the big Kenyani Torah. So if we were to ask again, Lamaisa, what are some easy ways to apply this to our lives? This one's not so hard. Who wants to share some? Yeah, Ezra.
Live in Rav Aaron's basement.
Okay, very good. Those who are zeichet to live in Rav Aaron's basement get to see him in action 24/7 down there.
Right here. Stick
around long enough.
What, Ezra?
If you stick around long enough and
I hear.
And you do what you're supposed to do, then
you can be zeichet.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, lady.
And coronavirus goes away.
Yeah, right. It will go away. Gamze yavur. It will go away. I promise. Can't tell you when, but it'll go away. Any other thoughts out there? Avram, yeah. I know, he turned off your thing.
No, I mean, I think also, I mean, more just like Eichat Timtzus, like if someone wants to, you know, I don't know, get a kesher with a Rebbe, just to make out either, whether it's a kvius or, I don't know, or to go to, let's say, a chabura that's more personal, whatever, so then he can learn more, he can have more shaychas.
Very good. Asking for a chavrusa with the Rebbe, that's an important
thing. Asking questions.
Asking questions, personal questions, not just the questions in shir, but, you know, making a personal shaychas, that's very important. Take an opportunity, if a Rebbe needs something, you know, a ride somewhere, help with something, you know, it's an opportunity to go and help that Rebbe out, and then you can spend time with him outside Beis Medrash in different ways, you know. Like I said, the guys used to all clamor to drive their shashiva around before his wife was here driving him around, you know, because it was an opportunity to be with him. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.